people come to physical therapy for a lot of different reasons. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, we get a lot of people coming in. First, you have to get a script from your doctor to come into therapy. We deal with a lot of issues post-operative, get people getting a script just from their doctor coming in with normal aches and pains, deal with athletes, concussion treatment, and some neurological issues as well.
And that's one thing that I think that a point we probably should make. I think a lot of people understand this, but you know, active physical therapy does a lot of things when it comes to sports, but you don't have to be an athlete or you don't have to be in a sport to come to active.
No, absolutely not. I think a lot of people think that, but I mean, we deal with some people that are just normal everyday people that have some aches and pains that go to their doctor. The doctor can send them to therapy. Or, you know, a lot of people have surgery and come in after surgery. But, yes, you don't have to be an athlete or have to have surgery to come to do therapy.
And Brooke Chapman is here with us, too. And, Brooke, what was your biggest challenge so far? What your most interesting case? Let me ask you that.
Well, biggest challenge, I think, I came straight out of college and started working at Active. So just coming and transferring from college stage to the real world was the most difficult part. And yeah, that was probably the most difficult.
Do you guys work at the Marquette office?
Yeah.
Yes.
You both work at the Marquette office?
Yes.
What are some of the things that the Marquette office has to offer people?
Marquette's office at Active, we have a pool there with a treadmill in it that is very nice for some patients to, you know, we get a lot of people that have a hard time walking or had a surgery that are getting back into walking and need a crutch or cane to walk. Underwater, they can walk pretty freely. Feels very good in there. A lot of benefits from the water. We get a lot of people that don't want to get out of the pool once they're in there.
I imagine.
So that's a nice feature there. We have a pretty big space there. We have 5 therapists there right now. Got a very good group of people, very friendly, very laid back environment. We did have the CrossFit there now, and we are going to expand into the back, which will be nice to utilize some more space.
Mike Florida in studio. I'm talking to Joe Lewis and Brooke Chapman, who are physical therapist assistants at Active Physical Therapy. And Brooke, what does a physical therapist assistant actually do? Tell us a little bit about that.
Thanks for asking me. We get that question a lot, actually. So as a physical therapist assistant, we follow under a physical therapist, a licensed physical therapist. And at initial evaluation, they create a plan of care, which we follow under. So we can perform some interventions, modalities, such as ultrasound, traction, things like that, to help them hopefully get better.
Wow. Wow. I had no idea about that. Yeah. And Joe, what does it take to become a physical therapist assistant? What are some of the credentials?
Physical therapist assistant is a associate's degree. You do have to get licensed now through the state of Michigan. So that's pretty much what it entails to do that. You do have to get some clinical hours in through college as well. But it's 2 years associate's degree and have to be licensed.
And as far as a physical therapist is concerned themselves, what are their credentials?
Nowadays, they are doctorate of physical therapy, so it is a 8-year program. So now they are actually doctors of physical therapy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know talking to a physical therapist, you know, you guys have a tremendous knowledge of the body from top to bottom. And if I were to ask you, I'm not going to do that, but if I were to ask you, you know, I've got this kink in my back right over here.
Yeah.
I know you guys could tell me exactly what's going on and what's causing it.
Absolutely. We get a lot of people, too, that just come up to us and, hey, oh, I got this going on. What do you think about that? But no, it's fun to be able to work on the human body and to be able to know the human body. It's very intriguing, very amazing. So very interested to keep learning, I guess, when you have something like the human body as your tool. I love it. Yeah, I love what I do. I love being a part of Active.
Now, Brooke, you talked about sound. Do you work with sound?
Ultrasound. Yes.
Okay.
Sound waves.
Sound waves. So it is sound waves, though. Sound is involved.
Yep.
And it really is a science nowadays.
Yes. You know, medicine is a science, so we're always learning day to day.
Talking to Joe Lewis and Brooke Chapman, who are physical therapist assistants at Active Physical Therapy. And I'm looking forward to talking to you guys again and learning more about what's going on with physical therapy. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.